So God, we thank you, we worship you, we bow our hearts before you because you deserve it, you deserve our praise. So we thank you for this special day, we thank you for those who travel far to be here with us, to share in this, God. We thank you for the friendships around this place, and the love from you that unites us together as your body in Christ. We praise your name, Jesus. We thank you for this day. Pray this in name. We're going to have a time together with our choir and our church. So you may be seated. Thank you.
I believe the first time I worshipped with Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church was in 1996. I know, I'm old. It's great to be here today. I think I've been in four different facilities, but this is the best of all that I've been in with you. I look forward to the years ahead as you together strive to fulfill the mission God has called you to. This morning, as we move into the rest of this service of dedication, we want to spend a little bit of time in God's Word. Before we go to the Word and before I begin, would you join me in prayer? Father, we bow before you and thank you for your presence among us this morning and ask that you would release your Spirit to teach us, to fill us, to lead us, to empower us to be who you want us to be. We bow before you with hope, with trust, with love, and with expectation in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like for you this morning to imagine the day that must have been a little bit like today. Perhaps it was a sunny day with pleasant temperatures outside, just like today. Solomon and the people of Israel were gathered together in the temple in Jerusalem. As they looked back behind them, they saw 7 years of effort in building the temple. And now they looked out at what was built before them and they saw something that was wonderful and magnificent. In a similar way, you look around this building this morning and see something that is wonderful and magnificent. In the account from the Old Testament in Kings, they stand in the temple court to dedicate the temple. To set it apart as sacred and for the Lord. To ask for God's blessing upon this building. Even as Solomon begins to pray for the building and for the temple, he prays for God's people. People like you who chose to work, to walk in step with God Himself. We see recorded in 1 Kings chapter 8 the prayer of Solomon in the temple court. As we read through that rather lengthy prayer, we see a number of things that Solomon highlights and he reminds God's people of. He acknowledges the wonder and the majesty of God Himself. He reminds the people of God's hand upon their lives. He asks that God's promises would be fulfilled in the lives of His people. He asks that God would see and would hear His people. He asks that God would forgive His people. He asks that in the midst of the battles, God would uphold the cause of His people. And then we get to verse 46, and he declares reality in the lives of God's people. And Solomon makes an interesting statement. He says, when they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin. Solomon is reminding the people, even as he is bowing before God, that we as God's people still sin.
所罗门在这里提醒我们，我们作为神的子民，时常就陷在罪中。
It is their reality, or it was their reality, and it is our reality.
以色列民之前是这样，我们现在也是如此。
But we must stay tuned, we must hang on, because Solomon isn't done praying yet.
别着急，所罗门还在祷告。
He continues to pray, and he used kind of a mathematical system of an if-then kind of prayer.
所罗门接下来祷告有一种假设的模式。
And in this, we see a picture of God's heart, God's desire for us, His people.
在这里我们看到了神对我们的心意。
In verse 47 of 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon prays, And if they have a change of heart in the land where they are held captive. We drop down to verse 48, he says, And if they turn back to you with their heart and soul and pray to you.
列王记上第八章47节中说到，他们若在鲁道之地想起罪来，48节说到，他们若在鲁道之地能尽心尽性的归服你。
If they have a change of heart, if they turn to you, and if they pray, it sounds a lot to me like love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind.
这里有很多若是，这让我们想到，若是你尽心竭力的来服侍神。
So if you capture that thought of loving God with your soul, your heart, and your mind, and we then go to the next statement, we see the then.
大家请记着这段，要尽心竭力地服侍神，然后我们接下来看下一节经文。
Solomon prays, Then, our Father, hear their prayers, uphold their cause, forgive your people.
接下来的经文中就说到，神必从天上垂听我们的祷告，赦免我们的罪，饶恕得罪你的名。
Now please understand, I'm not suggesting in any way there is a great level of sin among you, the people of Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church.
我并不是说这里的人犯了多大的罪。
But we must remember that all of us continue to sin, even if it's in small ways.
但是我们必须知道，即使是在很小的地方，我们也时常犯罪。
So I place before you the premise, the principle that Solomon is praying for his people in this day.
所以我们在这里要看到，所罗门祷告中的一些主旨。
What would we look like if we had pure hearts, if we were turned towards God, and if we dedicated ourselves to prayer?
我们如果在神面前倾心祷告，献上自己，将会怎么样呢？
Would it be possible that God would walk with us in a new way, an exciting way, a way that enables us to accomplish far more than we can imagine?
如果这样的话，神是否会用新的方式与我们同行？我们是否能够实现神更多在我们身上的心意呢？
I believe that it does, for then we walk in step with the Spirit, following our Father's lead.
我相信是这样子的。
Today we are here to dedicate a church building, and it's a good day, it's a great day.
我们在这里献上这座新堂。
A building for the use of God's people.
让它可以被神的子民来使用。
In some ways, very similar to the temple, and yet in other ways, very different from the temple in Jerusalem.
在某些方面，这和耶路撒冷献上圣殿很像，但实则非常不同。
To be very clear, God does not need temples to live in or to house His presence.
神其实并不需要住在一座殿或者一座房子里面。
Yet in Exodus chapter 25, God said, let them make me a sanctuary, a holy place that I may dwell in their midst.
在出埃及记25章8节中，神说，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
So we know that the people of Israel built the temple at God's direction.
所以我们知道以色列人建圣殿是由着神的旨意。
For a season, for a time, He chose to live in this place, to dwell in this place, this temple, among His people.
神定义要住在这里，与他的子民同住。
Now, of course, God dwells in heavenly places, but in His omnipresence, He can be everywhere and anywhere at any point in time.
我们知道神的居所在天上，但是他可以住在他任何想要住的地方。
And so for a time, His presence was in that holy of holies, that place within the temple.
所以他自己也住在那座圣洁的殿中。
Today He dwells within His people, or He dwells with His people in a different way.
现在他与人同住有各样的方式。
Today, we as Christians, those who walk in faith with Jesus Christ, are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
如今我们每一个基督徒，每一个与神同行的人，都是圣灵的殿。
Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God?
在哥林多前书六章十九节中，保罗提醒我们说，难道你们不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的圣所吗？这圣灵住在你们里面，是你们从神领受的。
While it is right and it is appropriate to dedicate this building today, to celebrate the faithfulness of God's people, you, who have stuck with this project and this dream and this concept for so long.
今天我们在这里献上这座建筑物，这座我们花了很多心血在其中的建筑。
It is good to celebrate His provision to you and among you.
我们这样来庆祝神的供应是合宜的。
We must remember, even as we dedicate this building, it is not the temple of God.
但是我们要记得，即使我们在这里献上这座圣殿，这并不是神的殿。
In the Old Testament, buildings were set aside as the temple of God.
在旧约时代，神的殿是分别出来的建筑物。
Now in our days, this side of Jesus' death, His resurrection, and His Holy Spirit presence in our lives, we become the temples of God.
如今因着主耶稣的牺牲复活，我们每一个人成为了圣灵的殿。
We are set apart for His glory, for His ministry, to engage in the reconciliation between mankind and God Himself.
我们因着他的荣耀，他的大能被分别出来。
Solomon, when he dedicated the temple building appropriately so, spoke into a heart relationship that we must have with our God.
在所罗门的祷告中，他也提到了我们与神的关系。
Our relationship with his Father, it is his idea, it is his request, it is his desire.
他提到了我们与天父的关系，这是神的旨意，神的命定。
And so today, as we think about the dedication of this building, I want you to think about dedicating it in the same way.
今天当我们献上这座堂的时候，我希望大家也来思考，我们如何献上自己。
Understanding that even as we dedicate this building, we dedicate you, the Church of Jesus Christ, called Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church.
我们献的不仅是这座教堂，更是我们整个拉法叶华人宣道会。
We ask our Father in heaven to use you, the temples of the Holy Spirit, to accomplish what no person can do in their own power.
我们求神来帮助我们成就我们用人的能力所不能实现的。
And then we look at this building around us and we thank God for it.
我们环顾四周向神献上感恩。
And we understand it is to be used by you, God's people.
我们也要知道这座殿是为神的子民而使用。
As a tool to engage the mission that he calls you to and has called you to.
让它能够成为完成神赋予我们使命的工具。
It is a reminder to the community around us that God is among us, them and you.
也成为周围社区的见证，让他们知道神在我们当中。
It is a reminder to the community around us that God our Father stands before the entire community with his arms held open wide and says, Come to me.
让我们能够成为周围社区的见证，让他们看到神在我们面前张开双手说，来到我这里。
As we dedicate this building today, I ask that you dedicate yourselves.
今天我们在这里献堂，我也邀请大家能够献上自己。
To be temples of the Holy Spirit.
成为圣灵的殿。
Settle for nothing less.
不要有所保留。
And never forget.
不要忘记。
What comes from Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
不要忘记，经上记着说，在哥林多前书三章十六节，你们难道不知道自己就是神的圣所？而且神的灵住在你们里面吗？
From Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, you, I could add you, Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church, you are fellow citizens with saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself, the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being built, being fitted together, is growing into a body, a holy temple of the Lord.
如以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节所说，你们整个拉法叶华人宣道会是与众圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
From 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a royal priesthood, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
如彼得前书二章四到五节所说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And people of God never, never forget from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession that you declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
神的子民永远不会忘记，正如彼得前书二章九到十节所记的，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
As a chosen people, as a royal priesthood, as a holy nation, as temples of the living God,
作为被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司和圣洁的国度。
As you are being built into a spiritual house,
作为永生神的殿，一个属灵的家。
May you use this building to proclaim His name for His glory.
愿你们使用这座殿，为神的荣耀去传扬神的名。
As you strive together with like-minded followers of Jesus to complete the mission that He has given us, His church.
愿你们共同去完成神赐予我们、赐予这座教会的使命。
And in doing so together, we the people of God will hasten the return of King Jesus.
在这当中，我们作为神的子民，盼望主耶稣快快再来。
Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church, great days are before you.
拉法叶华人宣道会，你们面前是一片美好宏图。
As you dedicate and use this building, my challenge is to dedicate and use your lives for God's good purposes.
当你们献上这座殿的时候，我也挑战大家献上自己为神所用。
May the people of this community look at you, the church, and wonder and declare what God is up to.
当人们看到你们的时候，他们就会思想神在这里要做什么。
May the people of this community look at you, the church.And declare to themselves, those people are people of love.
当人们看到你们的时候，就看到你们身上有爱。
May you raise up God's name in ways that have never taken place in this community before.
愿你们在这里彰显神的名。
As you employ the gift that God has given you in this building to accomplish His good will and His good purpose.
愿你们用这座殿去完成神美好的旨意。
We bow before our Father again. Father, we thank you for the wonderful privilege of serving you and celebrating today your gift to this church. We ask, we even beg, our Father, that while you fill your people, you would also fill this place with your presence. May you be glorified. May your name be lifted up. May Jesus be crowned anew and afresh, our coming King. We bow before you.Humility and yet with great power in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Now I'd like to invite Reverend Wallace Mung, the director of
the Chinese Association of Alliance Churches to come and share encouragement with us today.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm
very happy to be here for this dedication ceremony with you.
就是不是我一个人来而已。
It's not just myself.
我们还有其他的同工一起在这里庆贺你们。
We have co-workers coming here to celebrate.
那我来先来介绍他们哈。
Let me introduce them.
我是从洛杉矶来的。
I came from Los Angeles.
那我们在洛杉矶的同工周华章牧师 Pastor Reverend Aaron Chow from also from Los Angeles.
Today I want to encourage all of you.
我的责任是要鼓励的啊。
It's my duty to encourage.
所以我今天不是来责备你。
I'm not to blame you.
建堂是一个不容易的事情。
It's not easy to build such a building.
我就想到诗篇127篇第一节。
It reminds me of Psalm 127, verse 1.
圣经说：“所罗门的上情之诗，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。”And
the verse said, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain."
一切事情都是出于神。Everything
is from God.
没有神，一切事情都是枉然。Everything
is in vain if it's not from God.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。Unless
the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是神在建造教会，建造教会的人就枉然劳力。Unless
the Lord builds the church builders labor in vain.
所以。 建堂是不容易的一个事情。It's
not easy to build a church building.
但是，如果不是神在建堂，建堂的人就枉然劳力了。But
if it's not the Lord who is building, the builders labor in vain.
所罗门写这首诗的时候，When
King Solomon wrote this,
圣殿还在。The
temple is still there.
非常的宏伟。Magnificent. 现在的圣殿在哪里？
And where is the temple now?
已经不见了。
And it disappeared.
在耶路撒冷那个山上现在是一个清真寺。
It's no longer a holy temple on the mountain in Jerusalem.
正是枉然劳力啊。
It was really labor in vain.
若不是耶和华建造所有的工作，
If it's not because of the Lord, everything is temporary.
人的工作是暂时的。
Human's works are temporary.
只有神的工作是永全的。
Only God's work stays forever.
大家做这个建堂的事情是很辛苦。
It takes a lot of hard work to build this building.
我也知道。
And I know it.
在这个过程当中，我也有一点点的参与。
And I was involved in this process.
去年这个时候是最困难的时候。
Last year at this time, it was the most difficult time.
这个贷款还没有批下来。And
we didn't get the loan.
所有的事情都准备了，但是就没钱做。Everything
was ready, but we just didn't have money.
很不容易。 It's not easy. 但是。 同工就在这个时间在等候，在祷告。And
all the co-workers were waiting and praying.
当时的祷告我还记得。
And I still remember the prayer.
And God, if it's not your will, please stop us here.
如果是神你的旨意，请你帮我们继续往前走。
And God, if it's your will, please guide us through this.
重要的是，是不是神在建造？
It's important whether it's God who is building.
若是神的建造，这个工作永存在神里面。
If God builds it, it stays forever in God.
神的旨意必然成就。
God's will be fulfilled.
问题是我们有没有掌握，有没有明白神的旨意？
And the question is, do we know His will?
请问神要建造房屋，还是建造他的旨意？
And let's think, is God building the house or His people?
Tell me your answer. 你们答案是什么？神要建造房屋，还是要建造他的子民？
What's your answer?
啊，美国就是投票了，我就投票了。
And let's vote.
啊，建造房屋举手。
Who's the building the building the house?
建造子民举手。
Who's the people?
两个都建造了举手。
Who's the both?
好像大家都比较同意是建造子民，建造人哈。It
seems people we all agree God is building His people.
是的。
Yes.
神是建造他的子民。
God wants to build His people.
但是神也希望他的子民有房屋。
But God also wants His people to have a place.
对不对？
Right.
你们搬来这里的时候，大部分都是学生对吧？
When you first moved here, most of you are students, right?
所以你们是住在学校里面。
So you live on campus.
但是如果你在监理是有家的哈，你在监理工作的时候。
If you have family and you work over here,
你都想买一个房子。
And you want to buy a house.
因为你想拥有自己的家。
Because you want to have your own property.
租房子是很多事情的。
It takes a lot to rent a house.
但是总是没有归属感。
But you don't have that sense of belonging.
打一个钉子也要想一想要不要打钉子，因为搬的时候要把钉子擦掉。
And you have to think whether you want to put a nail on the wall because you have to take out.
买一个家具的时候要想想你要怎么搬走。
And when you purchase a piece of that furniture, you have to think, will I move this?
你们已经搬了三个家，这个是第四个地方。
And this is the fourth facility.
51年了。
In the past 51 years.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
51年以后才有自己的地方。
We finally got a place after 51 years.
把荣耀归给神。
Make Him be glorified.
神要建造他的子民。
God wants to build His people.
神也希望他的子民建造他的教会。
And God wants His people to build His church.
不过这个重点并不是在房屋。
And the emphasis is not on the building.
我常常说建堂是一个很重要的事。
And I often say it's important to build a church building.
不过有些时候建堂建到会打几架的。
But sometimes it leads to fights.
建堂会吵架的。
And it leads to quarrels.
你没有见过教会建堂会分裂的。
Have you seen churches that are split after their buildings are done?
特别是华人教会常常会建堂之前分裂。
Especially for some Chinese churches.
就会说那个地毯用什么颜色就会分裂。
And they may even fight over the color of the carpet.
我们在笑啊，但是如果你在那个教会真的不可笑。
We are laughing now, but if you were in that church, you won't laugh.
我们都知道。 重要的是教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes we don't know what is important are the people in the church.
但是有些时候我们会说一个外面的东西，我们会吵起。
And sometimes we fight for some outside things.
如果不能合一，我们不要建堂。
If we cannot be one, we are not going to build the church.
因为建堂就是为荣耀神的。
Because we build the church building to glorify God.
如果建堂不荣耀神，我们不建了。
If it does not glorify God, we are not going to build it.
同意吗？
Agree.
同意举手。 有些不举手，为什么？感谢神。
Thank Lord.
求神祝福你。
May God bless you.
让这个地方成为荣耀神的地方。
May this place be a place to glorify Him.
让这个地方能够得到人的灵魂的地方。
And may this place be used to get people's souls.
让这个地方能够神的话被传扬的地方。
And may God's word be spread from here.
让这个地方成为神的家的地方。
May this place be the house of God.
每一个来到这里的就是你们的家。
And everyone who comes here, this is your house.
这是神的家。
This is God's house.
也是弟兄姊妹的家。
And this is the house of brothers and sisters.
让每一个人来到这个地方的时候。
When everyone comes here.
他们就回到家一样。
And they come home.
让这些游子啊，从不同地方，从中国大陆、台湾、香港、东南亚、世界各地来到这个地方，他们回到家一样。
When people from China, from Asia, from Hong Kong, East Asia, when they come to this building, they come home.
因为这是神的教会。
Because this is the church of the God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神通过区监督 General Rich 赐给我们的信息和通过牧师带给我们的讲带来的鼓励。
We thank Lord for speaking to us through District Superintendent John Rich and Pastor Mao.
正如 John Rich 在信息中提醒我们，我们今天在这里献上的不仅仅是这一栋建筑物，更是全体的弟兄姐妹。
As reminded in John's message, we're here not only to dedicate the church building, but also ourselves.
因为教堂不是教会，在基督里彼此相爱、彼此相互、彼此服侍的弟兄姐妹才是神的教会。
For church building is not church; it is to love and serve each other in Christ that makes God's church.
这种造价昂贵的漂亮建筑物不是神的殿，在教会中彼此连接的弟兄姐妹才真正构成神的殿。
This beautiful and expensive building is not God's temple. It is brothers and sisters who are connected in Christ that makes the real temple of God.
许多年来，一批又一批的弟兄姐妹为建造这座教堂啊，不懈的努力，恳切的祷告。奉献物款，寻访各地，构想蓝图。
Brothers and sisters have been working hard for this building for many years. They prayed, they offered financially, they purchased the land and designed the building.
虽然其中大部分的人啊，今天没有能够和我们一起将这个梦想成真的心肠献给神，但他们和我们一样，经历了神的恩典。也一同被神建造起来了。
Though many of them are not here with us to dedicate this beauty, they have experienced God's blessing together with us and are built by God as we are.
16年以前啊，我来到普渡做博士后，在教会租用的场地聚会大约有两年的时间。
And 16 years ago, I was here at Purdue doing my postdoc, and for 2 years, we attended meetings in a rented facility.
在这个不大又许多缺乏的教会，使我们有很多的学习、很多侍奉的机会。大家虽然劳苦啊，却亲近主，在生命呢也就渐渐的成长。
In that small building, we had many opportunities to learn and to serve. It was hard work.But we were close to God and we grew in faith.
在我离开普渡到密西西比工作的时候，才能够开始在校园团体里侍奉。
And therefore, when I left for Mississippi, I was able to start serve the campus ministry.
两年前，我和妻子慧英啊，在回来返回的时候，看到这里的弟兄姐妹更加的热心爱主，尽心竭力的服侍神，真的是非常的感恩。
2 years ago, when my wife and I came back to visit, We saw brothers and sisters are serving the Lord more eagerly, and we were very grateful.
在我回到教会，在同弟兄姐妹同心服侍的一年多时间里啊，我清楚地看到神把甘心情愿奉献的心放在弟兄姐妹中间。
In my past year of serving here, I saw clearly that God put up people who are brothers and sisters who are willing to serve in us.
教会在麦瑞林普渡校园广大的华人福音的这样的工厂的时候啊。
And it's necessary to have this new building, given the vast gospel stretching floor here at Purdue.
但是对于只有二十来个固定家庭的这样的小教会，要按照美国人的标准建这样的一个大的教堂啊，看起来是可望不可及的事情。
However, according to the American standard, it seems impossible for such a small church with only 20 families build a building.
但神要成就的事情是无法阻挡。But
nothing can hold them what God is going to do.
神的爱感动弟兄姐妹，按照力量，而且是过了力量，自己甘心情愿地为健康奉献金钱。
God's love encourages brothers and sisters to offer for the church building as God has decided in their heart and even more.
我不知道每一位弟兄姐妹为健康奉献了多少，单看八十多岁的罗西恒阿姨啊，为了健康包粽子、做月饼的辛苦劳作，就十分的感动。
I don't know how much exactly each brother or sister has offered to this new building, but I'm very moved when I see our sister Luo making 粽子 and mooncake to raise funds, and she is over 80 years old.
兄弟教会的慷慨资助和教会以外弟兄姐妹的热心奉献，成为我们极大的鼓励。And
we are also encouraged by sister churches and brothers and sisters from other churches.
在一年多的建堂过程中，历经波折，屡次的单言，推动着弟兄姐妹啊恳切的祷告，仰望神，使我们经历了神同在和他的信实。
In the past year, we went through many difficulties, and the many delays pushed us to pray and rely on God entirely, and it made us experience God being with us and His faithfulness.
今天我们建教堂的工程告一段落，但神建造我们生命的工程仍然在持续。So
today we come to an end of the building construction, but God's construction of our lives continues.
有了自己的教堂，增添了许多繁杂的事情，要户外、阳花、禾草，室内清洁扫除，真是费时间耗精力。We
have our new building, and that comes with many things that we need to do. Planting, mowing, cleaning, they are all very time-consuming.
这么多的服事，也是亲近主，彼此相顾，一起生命成长的机会。
And these many things also provide us opportunities to get close to God and to serve and love each other.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们同心将身体献上，当作活祭，不仅自己愿意来参加教会的国统的聚会，并且把更多的福音朋友带到教会来。Brothers
and sisters, let us present our bodies as a sacrifice. We not only come to meetings ourselves, but we also encourage and invite friends to come with us.
让这座教堂充满神的爱，把神的荣耀彰显出来，在这个弯曲背谬的时代，作为明灯照耀。And
may this church building be full of God's love, and may Him be glorified, and may us be the lighthouse to the world.
感谢主恩典。And
thank you, our Lord.
We thank the Lord for His blessing so that we can be here to dedicate this building and to witness His achievement among us.
这座新堂从破土建立开始，我们经历了许多的试炼，最后能够在一年的时间可以完成，这是一个奇迹，这全是神的怜悯恩典。
And starting from the groundbreaking, we have gone through many difficulties, and it's God's mercy and blessing, and it's a miracle for us to have this building in a year.
神的恩典是数也数不尽的，我今天从三方面简短的来分享一些。
God's blessing is countless, and today I will share 3 points with you.
第一个恩典就是神是我们的供应者。The
first one, God is our provider.
建堂委员会在开始建堂的时候，不知道如何在探讨如何进行的时候，神就带领一位爱主内爱主的计划经理来到我们中间。
When the church building committee was discussing how to do it, God brought a brother who is a project manager here.
就像神吩咐摩西在建造会幕的时候，他也赐给他两位同工一起来经营、管理、制造会幕。It's
like when God told Moses to build the tabernacle, he also brought two co-workers to him.
这位计划经理，他不但懂得营造施工，他也非常懂得许多如何来处理法律的问题。This
project manager is not only good at construction, but also some law-related issues.
担下了建堂委员会许多的忧虑和不安。And
he helped us with many things.
在他的监督管理之下，不但我们能够在一年完成建造，而且整个建造费用。 要比建商所保证的最低价格还要低。
With his help, we can not only finish construction in a year, and also we're still under budget.
这真是神的恩典。
And it's God's blessing.
另外，建堂委员会需要更多的同工时，神就赐给了我们许多弟兄姐妹一起来参与文宣和募款的工作。 And
also, when we need more co-workers, God brought many brothers and sisters to join us.
让建堂的整体施工可以顺利的进行。And
that made the whole process go smoothly.
第二个恩典就是神是听祷告的神。The
second blessing is how God listens to our prayer.
在建堂的过程中，天气和申请建筑许可证是非常重要的两件事情。During
this construction process, the two things that are very important are the weather and application for the construction permit.
这两件事情我们都向神祈求，神也听了我们的祷告，但是他的回答总是美好的。We
prayed and God listened to our prayer, and His answers are good.
我们为着某项工程的施工许可证祷告，快点能够获得，但是许可证却迟迟的不下来。We
prayed to get the permit as soon as possible, but there were many delays.
我们就是祈求有好的天气，可以赶快施工，让我们可以早点搬入我们的新堂。We
pray that we have good weather so that we can speed up the construction and then we can move into the new building early.
但是神没有照我们所求的赐给我们。But
God didn't give us what we asked for.
因为他知道我们的建筑设计还需要更改。Because
He knew there are changes that we need to make to our design.
他知道我们需要更多的时间来申请贷款和募款。And
he knew we need more time to apply for loans.
不然的话，我们会付出更多的代价。Otherwise,
we're going to pay more.
神也听了我们祷告，在安装这座新堂的建大梁的时候，我们祈求好的天气，神就赐给我们好的天气，让这个主要工程能够顺利进行。
And when we were working on the main building construction, we prayed for good weather, and God gave it to us. And it's God's blessing.
第三个恩典就是神是赐信心的神。
And the third one is God is the one who gives us faith.
建堂需要一笔非常大的经费。
We need a lot of money for this church building.
你的信心我们和
建商签的合约。
And through faith, we signed the contract with the company.
虽然我不知道如何来付每笔经费。
Even though we don't know how to pay, how to make the payment.
但是我凭着信心和建商签的施工合约。
But we signed the construction contract with the company.
信心是从神的话来的。
And the faith comes from God's word.
每一次我们委员会开会的时候，牧师就用神的话来鼓励以及我们。
And the pastor always encourages us with God's word.
大家都熟悉的《腓立比书》四章第六节。四章第六到第七节，神所赐出的意外平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
As in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, the peace of God which transcends and understands all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
那前面一句话说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And the verse before that says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition.
在委员会中，信心较强的弟兄姐妹也常常来勉励比较信心软弱的弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters in the church unit community encourage each other.
让大家深信神既在我们中间动了这善功，他必要完成这功。
And it made us believe God started this in us and He will finally achieve it.
神感动了本地和外地的弟兄姐妹、教会来建奉献。
God has encouraged churches from local and far to offer and help us.
来激励我们的信心。
And that encouraged us.
我们正常的贷款并没有按照传统的贷款的程序来进行。
And we didn't go through the traditional process of getting the loan.
但是在最恰当的时间，神通过在人看来是不可能的时机，但是神在神万事都能。
And the loan came in the perfect time. It seems impossible in human sight, but nothing is impossible in God's time.
神再次提醒我们要全心的信靠他。
And God reminded us again.To rely on Him fully.
我们的神是信实的神，是慈爱的神，是施恩典的神。
Our God is faithful and has mercy.
请赵俊弟兄来继续我们分享一些见证。
And now, Brother Zhao Qing will share some details on the topic.We thank the Lord for His protection and guidance in the past 2 years.
让我们能够在两年之后，在沿着这块荒芜的地方建起一座神的家。
So that we can have this building here.
来，这个话题片大家都看过很多遍了，就是我们教会从1965年以来。到今天搬家到我们现在这个教堂所用过的和租用过的不同的地方。
And some of you may have already seen this slide many times. It shows all the facilities we have used since 1965.
你轻轻数一下的话，大概是差也就10个地方。
And it's about 10 different facilities.
如果我要简单的讲这个过程的话，其实。据我所知道的，就变得非常简略。就是我2008年，我们把这个地，就是因为在当时金融危机嘛，我们就教会就利用这个机会把这个地给买下了。在2008年的时候花了16万。
And in 2008, we purchased the land over here.
然后在2014年6月份的时候，执事会就成立了建堂委员会。
And in In June 2014, the church building committee was established.
然后呢，7月30号的时候，我们在恰肯牧师家召开了第一次健康委员会的会议。
And on July 30th, the same year, we had our first committee meeting.
然后以后就是最重要的事情就是募款。
And the most important thing is fundraising.
然后就写三个我们给教会全体会员任县的一个调查，第一次在2014年9月7号。
And we had 3 rounds of pledge surveys for all the church members, with the first one being on September 7th, 2014. And second one on November
8th,
2015. And the last one on January 10th, 2016. And we have different purposes on doing those three requests.
我们第一次健康委员会在恰肯牧师家开完的时候呢，我们先定了一个基调，就是我们为什么要建这个塔。
So after our first committee meeting, we decided on the purpose of our building.
他说我们用的是历代志上29:1的。
And we used the verse from the first Chronicle.29:1. Then King David said to the whole assembly, My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, but this partial structure is not for man.And the basic principles are we build because of God, for God, and by God.
Okay. 然后呢，我们经过了很仔细的选择3家建筑公司的投标以后呢，我们选中了 TNW 就这家建筑公司，他们是专门为他们的业务大部分都是建造教会。
And we decided on the company TNW, of which most of the projects are on church buildings.
这是2014年年底我们拿到的。
And this is the number we got by the end of 2014, the guaranteed maximum price.
然后呢，总的这个建筑本身呢是1.8万美元。
Then the estimated price for the building itself is over 1,800,000.
加上其他的像家具啊，还有这些电器。还有各种的小的花销呢，总共要恰恰超过两个面。
And when FFE and other services are added, the total price is over 2 million.
刚才孔弟兄也分享了，就是说我们在当时我们就现金预留款是50万，然后呢 pledge 的就大家兑现的一共大概到70万左右，我们总共在手上的钱是1.25 million。
So as Brother Cohn was sharing, we only have about a little bit over 1 million at that time.
但是呢，我们凭着信心跟 TNW 就把合同给签了。
But we signed the contract just in faith.
这个是现在我想起来，现在蹦蹦跳。
And I still feel not quite peaceful when I think about this.
然后我们在今年的6月21号，恰巧是父亲节，我们就破土动工，就是举行了一个破土奠基典礼。
And last year on June 21st, which is also Father's Day, we had our groundbreaking ceremony.
那这个事情非常非常奇妙。今年我们第一次用这个教堂的时候，也是父亲节。
And it's very interesting. The first day we use this new building is also Father's Day.
其实我们第一次父亲节的时候是计划那天要破土，但是第二次父亲节的时候没有计划，但是而且是推迟了两次以后，就是他们交工的时间是推迟了两次以后才，他就是 happen to be last。
We planned to do the groundbreaking on Father's Day, but we didn't plan to start using this building on the next Father's Day.
然后这就是一些简单的一些进展，就是2015年10月份的时候，他们把那个上面那些树木啊，你们当时不知道来看过没有？这里是一个荒芜之地，那个草比我们还要高很多。
Those pictures show the progress.
然后呢，今年1月9号的时候，这个框架就达成。
So in last October they did all the earthwork.And this year in January, we have the sketch of the new building.
现在就是挑战在前。
And now the challenge comes, money.
然后我们把所有的他们需要的数据，所有他们需要的number，我们的花销，我们的收入，我们可能来经济的来源，写成一个很大的一个文件，然后送上去以后 ，too fast. 然后我们在还是 too fast.不要扣。下一个 ，OK， 我们给他们写了一个很详细的信以后呢，最后呢，他又做了很详细的计算，然后最后得到的结果是说，我们是 shortfall， 我们就是说我们是不能拿这个在打，因为我们每个月的那个所有的花销和收入，那个计算完以后，我们每个月有2300。
So after we provided all the numbers, our income, our expenditure to the loan company, they did some very careful calculation and they wrote back to us saying we have a shortfall of over $2,000 per month.
大家以前记得，当时我们很快就会让教会为这事情祷告，然后我们又发起了认献，就是1月10号最后一次认献。
And we asked all the brothers and sisters to pray for this, and we had our last round of pledge.
然后呢，1月11号，其实1月5号的时候 ，ADF 的那个副总裁就是 David Grab 已经到我们教会来。现场考察过了，我们给他提供了所有详细他所需要的数据，然后他很高兴的离开了。但是在1月7号的时候，他又来了一个说我们还是不合格，然后我们又重新刚做10号那次开以后呢，又把这个数据给他下一个。然后其实这个数字不是我们的信写的多好，而是兄弟姐妹每一位在后面的 pledge， 我把你们的名字都引去了，但是我们这是你们pledge 每个月要为健康做贡献的数目，感谢。
Actually the ADF director he came to our site on January 5th, but he took a clearer look at what's going on here, but he still wrote the rejection letter 2 days later. So we had our final pledge, during which many brothers and sisters put the numbers in, and we got over $3,000.
就超过了刚才说的我们的短期，就2400块钱每个月的短期。
And this number is more than what we are in short of.
Then the magic time comes. 下一个。然后我陈弟兄呢，就代表教会把那个这个贷款的协议给签了。
And so we signed the loan contract with ABN.
下一个 ，OK， 以后其他的都是历史。那一直到今年5月25号的时候，我们购买所有的家具，现在大家正在用那个椅子呀、桌子呀，全都到位。
And on May 25th.All the furniture came.
下面我要提几个要特别感谢的。
And here are someone that I want to say thank you.
第一个就是我们拉法叶华林宣道会的一些原来的朋友，还有我们的原来的会友，然后他们给我们很大的帮助。
First of all the alumni and friends of GLCC.
我2015年、2014年我是做师库的，所以我知道每一分钱从哪里来，然后呢从谁来。
I was the treasurer during 2014 and 2015, so I knew exactly where the money is from.
我数支票的时候看到的是钱，是兄弟姐妹来的。
So when it comes to checks, I see not only the money, but also the brothers and sisters help with that.
另外一个要非常感谢就是我们的 building manager, Dan Hardwell.
And also we would like to thank our building manager.
Dan, could you please stand up? Dan, 对于他的热情，还有他的专业知识，还有他对我们教会的爱，为我们这个项目和这个工程贡献了2年无穷尽的力量。
And Dan, with his enthusiasm and his love towards us, he helped us during the past 2 years.
要是没有他的话，我们这个工程是完不成的，我可以肯定的。因为我很多跟这些建筑商打交道，跟那些搞法律弄那个建筑系统的人打交道，我们是没有经验的，然后我们也不知道从哪里入手。
Since we are very inexperienced and we don't know much about law and construction, if it's not with him, we probably won't be able to finish the building.
而且他是完完全全是代表我们教会的利益，可以跟这些人谈判打交道。
And he always stands with us.
另外一个就是 TNW, Ken Williams.
And also TNW.
因为他们的专业而他们的诚实，所以我们最后是按照budget快15万。
Because of their honesty and their professional, we're still under budget for this building.
大家可以想象，其实你很容易就把这10几万块钱放到哪里去了。
You can imagine it's so easy to spend this amount of money.
然后要感谢人，当然最重要还是我们教会里面的兄弟姐妹。就每次你们每个人的祷告，每个人奉献，每个人的付出，然后使这个建筑能成为现实。
And also we want to thank all the brothers and sisters in this church. It's because of your prayer and your offer that we have this church.
然后我们要感谢我们兄弟教会，这主要有3家，第一是基督之家，第一家，这是我们亲爱的王新才弟兄，他原来在的教会。因为我们募款之后，我们就把这个材料交给各个朋友，如果他们回到自己原来教会的话，希望把这个 message 这个信息传给大家，然后他们教会有感动的话可以帮我。
So here are the sister churches that we want to send.
然后呢他们为我们的建堂做了贡献，然后另外就是华人堡华人宣道会，然后呢最后是应城华人教会，最后今天他们的代表廖碧荣弟兄也过来，请你上来一下，站起
来。So we want to thank the Home of Christ, Menlo Park, California, the Chinese Christian Church, Fort Wayne, Chinese Community Church of Indianapolis.
Fort Wayne 代表在哪里？请你站起来。就是我们现在已经到账的那个建堂基金的话是快80万，然后呢刚才说了有10万的那个现金存款，然后我们已经支付的这个整个建筑款呢是1.9 billion。
So now we have about $800,000 that are.Already reserved, received for the church.
存款多了没有？存款好
了。那个是有用处的，这个会有用处的。没关系的。
And now we're still under budget for about
$150,000.
And now, the student is still a little bit
干给我们的第二层第二系统层的那个设计。
And we have already received the design for our phase two construction.
你们就不用看上面，看这里就说，这是我们现在这个 building。二期工程就是这边再加上一个篮球场大小的一个 fantasy floor。
And the right part is our phase two construction will be of a basketball court size fellowship hall。
我们想象那个东西建好以后，我们就不用为了大型竞选总统老师那样的把桌子搬来搬去了。
And when we have that fellowship hall, we don't have to move the tables as we did yesterday.
价钱是多少？70万。
And it's 700,000 for phase two construction.
下一个。OK, 这是建造委员会啊、成员，我要念一下各位的名字。一个我们叫乔治牧师。
And here are the members of the church building committee.
啊，陈俊弟兄。然后还有多荣姐妹 ，Uncle Tim，Uncle Tim 出海大地，他还带领这些所有这些粉刷，就是他带领兄弟姐妹干的。然后呢，就是还有吴小春姐妹、陈烨姐妹，她在这里。然后还有我们一开始，她后来搬走了，莱薇姐妹，然后我自己。我们是一个非常团结互助，然后互相帮助、互相搀扶的一个委员。
We are a committee. We support each other and we encourage each other.
大家可以想象，就是我们要决定的事情，是从几十万一块的钢筋的从哪里来，然后到最后到现在门的把手应该是什么颜色。
And we have decided many things from where to get the concrete and to the color of the door handle.
所以在这里要特别感谢郭荣姐妹和恰平师，他们这里面是非常就是说 carefully driving the whole process.
And we want to specially thank Pastor Chuck and Remy for those details.
还有他们非常有天赋的 artistic 的 choice for many good decisions made. 然后最后我想用127篇第一章来结束我的分享，就是刚才孟牧师说的，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然勤。
And I would like to finish my sharing with Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
Praise the Lord for what He has done. I was just struck with the thought that although the Father's Day meeting of the groundbreaking was planned on Father's Day, the first actual meeting in this building was also on Father's Day. And, what struck me was, you know, on Father's Day, we remember our dads and appreciate what they've done for us. And also, our fathers express their love to us. And I was thinking, you know, what a great way for our Heavenly Father to show us how much He loves us. And that we can also express our gratitude to Him, to be able to worship Him for the first time in this building that He has provided for us.Why don't we all stand and just hold our hearts before the Lord as we're coming in to sing the splendor of the King, how great is our God.
请大家依然站立，有事情继续为我们弹奏。让我们花一点时间，让我们的全心全人都投到这个敬拜当中，把它当得的敬拜和赞美来归给他。我们在天父那父，今天我们真是欢喜快乐的聚集在你的家中，把你当得配得的一切的敬拜赞美感恩都归给你。就谢谢你，这个堂是在父亲节的时候动工的，是在父亲节的时候第一次使用的，你用这个时间点来提醒我们，你是我们的天父，你爱了我们。今天在这个特别的日子，当我们把这个有形的建筑奉献给你的时候，我们要把这里面的人，我们自己全然的归给你。主要是因为你的慈爱，是因为你的拯救，我们可以成为你的儿女，何等大的恩典。当我们纪念你借着我们的手所做的功的时候，我们纪念你是拣选我们的那位神，是你在万古长存的日子当中就拣选了我们，在基督耶稣里面把我们的名字刻在你的生命册上，让我们都有这样的权利权柄成为你的儿女，这是何等伟大的一件事。就谢谢你，当我们这样聚集在你的殿中，聚集在你的家中，无论是在这个教会里面的，教会外面的，无论是近处的远处的，当我们聚集在你家中的时候，我们数算你的恩典，我们就谢谢你，这么多的恩典真是数算不尽。你向我们存的意念是何其的多，每个意念都是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。我们谢谢你，谢谢你在过去51年当中，开始借着几个人这样的敬虔的追求、祷告、查经，不断的传扬福音，一路的走过来，你是开始这善工的神，你在这善工成就的过程当中一直没有离开我们，一直与我们同在，你是配得敬拜的赞美。谢谢你在一路上向我们施恩的教会，兄弟教会、宣道会的教会、芝加哥的教会啊，借着这些弟兄们在你家中，我们同心的摆上，同心的祷告，同心的一起来建造。今天我们看到这果子的成就，我们就感谢你。特别是当我们没有自己教堂的时候，你借着许多的美国教会向我们施恩，我们在这个时候求你纪念他们 ，All City Lutheran Church、University Church、Wesley Foundation， 还有许多其他的教堂，在我们有需要的时候向我们开放，来收留我们。今天当我们有自己的教堂的时候，求你纪念这堂是因你而造、为你而造、也是靠你而造的。当我们领受这恩典的时候，让我们成为施恩的一个管子，祝福每一个来到这里的人、这里的家庭、远处的学子、路过这里的朋友们，每一个人来到这里的时候，经历上帝你的爱就在这里。这是一个充满爱的家庭，充满耶稣基督恩典的一个地方。每一个来到这里的人，我们向他们向你来祈求，让耶稣基督的慈爱触摸他们的心灵，让耶稣基督的福音来拯救他们的灵魂。主，也在为这个教会祷告，让他们成为一个有意向、有托付的教会。不仅是在拉法，也不仅是在普渡校园，而是在这个城市，在北美各地的校园，为你做差派的工作，为你做成就大使命的工作。主，你在这个教会要成就的事情，这是我们眼睛没有看过、耳朵没有听过，甚至人心都没有想过的。主，让我们的领袖们，让我们的弟兄姐妹们有这样一个敞开的心，一个广大的心来领受你的恩典，也释放你的恩典。请你赐福每一个在这里的孩子们，主，你在这里要让信心的榜样、福音的这个见证一代一代的传扬下去，在这些年轻人当中，在这些孩子们当中兴起未来的 Timothy、 未来的这个 Joshua、 未来的这个但以理。主啊，这信仰绝不是只是停留在这一代人身上，你的心是大的，求你赐福这个教会，让这里成为一个多结果子的葡萄枝，荣耀天父你的名。谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告，侍奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
也让我们人们站立，我们一起来这一次献上我们的祷告。 我公义圣洁荣耀的父神，诸天都要诉说你的荣耀，穹苍都要传扬你的手段，因为你的律法全备，能苏醒人心，你的典章真实，全然公义。我们回顾过去，因为你恩典奇妙的作为，你的恩手一路扶持我，与我们一起同行，带领我们全体弟兄姊妹学习谦卑顺服，无比的信心，恒切的祷告，我们不断的努力。如今这堂是在你丰盛恩典祝福下建造完成，我们真的心中充满了欢喜快乐和无限的感恩。诚如你所说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。今天我们全体将这圣殿我们恭恭敬敬奉献给你，我们求你悦纳并分别为圣，使它成为我们洁净祷告的圣殿，成为我们传扬你真理恩典以及救恩的居所，成为我们培养下一代儿童与青少年，使他们将来被你大大所使用的忠心好管家。哦，主啊，你帮助我们在此敬拜能照你所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心我们来侍奉你，尽心尽性尽力爱主我们的神，并且爱我们的灵舍，令人悔改信主，做你美好的见证，荣耀你的圣名。主啊，我们展望未来，我们坚定相信，只要我们清楚知道你给我们的意向和使命，忠心为主摆上，我们同心合一，齐心来努力，天天我们要传扬你的救恩，诉说你自己的荣耀和启示。我相信你必大大加倍祝福我们，这殿后来的荣耀必要大过先前的荣耀，凡事兴旺，充满恩典，喜乐平安，都是来自你的应许，因为你的慈爱及信实永远长存。愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所，愿你在天上垂听我们的祷告，并且赦免我们一切的不义，又愿你的慈爱、你的恩惠、生命、平安、喜乐、和平大大充满我们，愿你的名被高举，愿你的荣光充满这个圣殿，愿一切圣赞荣耀都归你。我们这样祷告是奉主耶基督的圣名，阿门。
I know you just sat down, but I'm going to ask you to stand with me one more time. Join me as we conclude with the benediction today in prayer. Father, we bow before you one more time today. Bring to conclusion this service of dedication, the dedication of this building for your good purpose, the dedication of these lives for your great glory. People of Greater Lafayette Chinese Alliance Church, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. May God fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. And together God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Well, you now may be seated. Just briefly, and we'll let you out of here soon. Amen. This is an awesome day. I'm so grateful and thankful for all of you that have come here today, our church family, but also our family from other places.
Oh,
thank you to our special speakers here. Each one of you has had such a huge part in this church and the growth of it, so thank you. I want to thank our Savior Lutheran Church for just supporting us and being there for us. I believe we have some from the church attending today. We can stand again. Carmel County Community Church, if you could please stand again. Thank you so much for your presence and your kindness to us. I think I saw some of you here. Brother Liao. There you go. Mayforage Community Church, another Sister Alliance Church. We have some of the congregation here and Pastor Paul King. If you could stand, thank you for being here with us today. If you could stand, thank you so much for your presence today as well. I also just want to thank the missions team. We had a missions team visiting us from some of our churches in Chicago this past weekend. We want to thank you so much for being here with us. If you could stand, we want to thank you so much for your And again, for our fellow Alliance pastors from New York and LA, thank you for being here today. And also, Shimon, visiting us here with Pastor Thomas. So, we just want to thank you so much from the behalf of our hearts. God is so good. And he's been so good to give us you guys as well, as fellow community members, believers in Christ, church members, and from all over the place. Our hearts are just overwhelmed with thankfulness to you guys and to God. So thank you for being here today. We'd like to, the leadership of the church would like to have a special lunch with those who came in from out of town visiting the church for the special day. As well, there's a missions lunch as well today too. So thank you so much for being here, and just God bless you. Let's spend just time thanking God in a short prayer, and you can feel free to greet each other and make your way out. So thank you so much.
Translate. 和别的教会来的教会弟兄姐妹们和我们共进午餐，然后短宣队的弟兄姐妹也欢迎留下来和我们有一些分享交流共进午餐的时间。
Let's spend just a quick moment thanking God together.
让我们来一起祷告。